The two biggest problems with remote viewing have always been where and when. Where and when? That's what everybody wants to know, of course. Where and when? Well, Ed's saying, Major Ed Dames is saying, my guest, that he thinks he's got the where part nailed down. Now, that would be just monstrous for remote viewers worldwide. It'd be front page remote viewing headlines, for sure. And so I'm sure that Ed is now going to tell us exactly how it's done. Right, Ed?
Well, Art, you have to understand the fundamentals. In order to understand exactly how it's done, one would need to understand the fundamentals of remote viewing. For instance, I couldn't tell you how a television worked unless you understood something, and you do. But unless you and your listeners understood something about electronics and cathode ray tubes and or LCDs, depending on the case. But I can give you a general description. And while we're on the subject, though, that the that very comprehensive remote viewing course that I took a year to produce is now out and being shipped. People who want to learn this can learn it there. Then they would have the fundamentals down to understand explicitly what I'm talking about. But for you, I'll tell you this. The system avails itself of something like, let's say, a terrain index reference system, where we have random, and this is a changing matrix, where we have random marked points, many, many of them, across the surface of the globe, yes. A map of the Earth.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We use a blind, and actually a double-blind method. After we determine what our target is, let's say Osama bin Laden or Amelia Earhart's Electra, Lockheed Electra,
okay.
Or,
yes.
Or something like that, we pick the target, and then we determine which is the closest terrain index reference point. After that stage, we relay the matrix down again in a random fashion, and we determine an azimuth, and actually a vector, a distance and a direction from that terrain index reference point to the location.
Is this done by, for example, assigning numbers to indexed points increasingly magnified on a map? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, I can see where you're going. I mean, I can be inside your head when you're talking like that, and I can see what you're thinking about, essentially. That's not difficult to do. Yes, it's like that. We're ever increasing magnification. This process does not take long. One viewer can do it and be 100% correct, and I mean 100% correct.
Huh.
But it is a good idea, even though you can get it right down to a gnat's derriere position.
Yeah.
Still a good idea to use regular remote viewing to sketch and describe the location. It's still a good idea to do that. So you go to the field armed with both things. So that is an extreme breakthrough. We tested it, field tested it. I have to express my gratitude to my partner Brent Miller, who really developed the system. I just simplified it for my own uses. It works like a charm.
Well, this ought to be enough, it seems to me, to throw remote viewing back over the top again in terms of people's faith in it, if you can prove this.
Yes, we need ground. We need success. We need ground truth. And I've chosen two targets specifically to demonstrate proof of principle and ground truth to the public.
Well, you want to air it here? We've got the public here.
Well, we have to actually do it, and December is the month where we're actually in the field on these two cases. The one is I know you don't like to listen to this, and it's a very unsavory topic.
A missing child.
Yeah, it's a missing child, okay, and we believe through our regular remote viewing work, our orthodox work, that the child has been murdered. We've sat down with her mother and the police and the press and expressed this.
So now you're going to be able to walk right to the gravesite.
Yeah, so we were in, it turns out that in August, 2 months ago, my team was digging in a spot that was close, but no banana. This new system that we've developed, which is still proprietary,
yes, Well, I thought you were going to use that word at the top of the hour when I said Ed's going to tell us all about it. Now, I thought the next thing I'd hear is proprietary.
Well, we're going to keep it proprietary for a while. I mean, it's worth its weight in gold. No pun intended when I tell you about the next target.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't mean, you know, remote viewers still can't describe things and sketch the locations. But this system takes you, it's as good as the development of a GPS.
For remote viewing, yes, sir.
Yes, it is. So anyway, we've already completed the work on identifying the location of this child, and it turns out we were almost a mile away, that the site itself where her remains really are, this is a 13-year-old girl who disappeared 30 years ago, 25 years ago, it's a cold case. It turns out that her remains are in a very similar spot, but analytically it looks the same, but we were off.
So who are you going to take to the remains? How does that work? When it comes down to it in December or whenever and you want to prove this to the world, who do you call?
The same press. There was a newspaper, a television station, law enforcement from two agencies with us. They'll be with us there again this time.
Isn't there any little... Let me lay something on you, Ed, just as a... I don't know. I don't mean this in any negative way, nor do I mean to accuse you of anything, but I'll tell you, Ed, if I was in law enforcement and a remote viewer like you called me and said, look, I'm going to lead you to a body, or even if it happened with the press the way you're proposing, you have a movie called Zero Suspect, right?
Suspect
Zero. Well, you'd be Suspect One. If you were able to lead the police to a murdered body, dig it right up and get it right away, you'd be Suspect One. I mean, haven't you thought about that?
Yeah, and of course, long ago. But because of your show over the years and people who know you and I, many, many, many people in law enforcement are Art Bell fans, Coast to Coast fans.
Yeah, and some aren't.
Yes.
I mean, it's a danger.
No, it's not really. It's not really, because I have alibis. You know, go ahead and cuff me. What the heck, you know? It's pretty easy to have an alibi.
Well, you'd be so the second guest in one night that got cuffed, so.
Yeah, it isn't anything that I worry about or my team at all.